You are up.
Great newscast, Steve. Well, thanks, Bill. Wendy, now back to you.
You know, Steve, we were just standing back and admiring your work. It was a magnificent right. newscast.
Sort of like
not coming through.
Was that an FMT moment of silence there?
No.
Between Rachmaninoff and Carl Grapentine?
We've got, no, nothing that culture. We've got music coming.
It's just, playing. It's just not
coming. Oh, we just can't hear it.
Air.
So people imagine that you're hearing a song.
Like here, Friday. And
yeah, imagine you're hearing that.
You play that every Friday.
We do hear it almost.
I can't start till I hear it.
All right. Hold on a second. The music promised will arrive. You'll see.
Hey, tell them what we have to give away today.
Billy Joel tickets, ladies and gentlemen. What? Billy Joel tickets? That's right. We weren't supposed to get any, but we have some, and we can't keep them. We have to give them to you. So it's sometime between now and noon, before Steve does the Wintrust Business Lunch, we will give you a chance to win Billy Joel tickets. More in a little bit. But first, the music of The Cure.
My computer
still
is
not?
Frozen.
Wow.
What's the problem?
Well, my computer's frozen, and Jasmine's is not working. So let's see.
Let's
if
get
we
Robert
can...
Smith in here to do it live.
We could just hum
do it.
It
live.
Do it live. Go live. Here it is. Is this
the key
it?
To find
no,
out.
This isn't
an
it.
Ad. God all right. bless America.
This will all be edited out, by the way.
All right, can we start the show now?
I don't feel good about it.
Why?
It feels like we're cursed. The show started out that way. The whole show's cursed now. I'm going to head out. I don't feel... I don't,
okay, first of all, you work. Don't get to head not, out.
Doesn't feel right.
Too bad.
Just doesn't.
Here comes engineering, so...
Oh, Bobby. They're always right on time.
Bob, every time we try to play a Cure song, it freezes up. What's going on? What do you...
I just...
You
did you hear the response?
That's if you're an engineer, everybody, that's the sound you need to learn to make. Because if you're an engineer, you're going to spend easily 3/4 of your time making that noise.
And then you say this. Did you try to reset it?
Yeah. Try to reset it.
He's saying that to Jasmine right now.
Try to reset it.
Oh.
That sounds better. That's way better.
All right. Now can we start the show?
Now we can start. But again, can I just make the engineer noise again?
Uh-oh.
If you're studying to be an engineer, either in radio or any profession, learn to say this. Just look at something, nod, and go, because you're going to spend so much of your time doing that.
All right.
Now it seems like Groundhog's Day.
It's alive.
It seems like we've lived this moment before.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Friday, it's the best day ever invented, right, Bill?
I don't know that it is, Wendy.
Oh, come on.
I normally think that it is, but not after this.
We are going to rock and roll. Led Zeppelin 2 coming in the studio at 11:35. They're going to be at House of Blues. I've seen them. I love them. I never got to see the real Zeppelin.
If you're a band that is in the bracket of tribute band, does that phrase bother you? I mean, obviously, they play the music of Led Zeppelin, and they call themselves Led Zeppelin 2, so it's in tribute to Led Zeppelin. But is that when they come in here, if you or I use the phrase tribute band, will they sneer at us? And will an engineer sit back and go, Because that's what they do.
Bob Ferguson's already setting up for Led Zeppelin 2, the Led Zeppelin experience. Yes. That's what they see. Here's the
but
thing.
You can say tribute band, right? That's not a slam. It's accurate.
That's what they are.
I'll ask them. I don't want to upset them.
And it's weird because there are a lot of Led Zeppelin tribute bands, and I was kind of partial to a tribute band called Presence.
Yes.
And a friend of ours, Lou Caruso, passed away, and then there was no more Presence.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I've never seen Led Zeppelin. I got to find another tribute band, and I glommed onto Led Zeppelin 2, and they're really awesome.
Yeah.
So I feel a little bad, but I can't see Led Zeppelin. I don't know if Jason Bonham is ever going to hook up with the remaining members of Zeppelin. So until then, all I have is a tribute band.
Yes.
But like, I got to be honest with you. I know there are Pink Floyd tribute bands and there are the Eagles tribute bands.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go there because I could just go see the original.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right. But they've got to just survive off the spill off of the people who can't go to see the real thing.
Which... tickets are hideously expensive. We have Billy Joel tickets to give away. If you would buy them on your own,
right?
That's a lot of money.
Right, right.
And the original Led Zeppelin was supposed to play here at the Chicago... it wasn't the Chicago Theater. It was the Chicago Stadium.
Yeah, I was in the... that's when you had to mail in to get in lottery
yes.
tickets. And I mailed in for that concert. I think it would have been...
1980.
80? Okay, yeah. I was a sophomore in high school, I think. And
you didn't get them.
Because John Bonham
died.
So they canceled the rest of the tour.
Yeah. And tickets were only $32.
Oh, that's a bargain.
I know.
A steal.
Yeah, that was at the Chicago Stadium. There was a whole North American tour. Wow, I'm proud of you for getting some Zep tickets.
I didn't get the tickets, but I remember, you know, that was in the Tribune. I think you'd have to clip out the ballot or the form and mail it in.
Mail order only, first come, first served. And they had a four-concert stay at the Chicago Stadium. And the tour, and it was supposed to happen November 15th, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
The tour had been canceled on September 7th, 2 days after John Bonham died in his sleep, following an all-day drinking binge. So that never ends nicely.
Wendy, for a while, I was in a Led Zeppelin tribute band with the guys from Bozo Circus.
What was it called?
Ringmaster Ned Zeppelin.
Can we start the show over?
I don't think we can.
Can I go home now?
No.
Thousands of fans hoping to see Led Zeppelin play in Chicago were lined up on September 25th to purchase that day's edition of the Chicago Tribune, which Steve mentioned, which included mail order ticket request forms for the band's four planned concerts in the city. At around the same time fans in Chicago were filling out their ticket request forms, Bonham's body was found at Jimmy Page's Windsor home in England.
Yeah, it's funny. I can remember sitting in like the Manteno High School library, and there was
crying.
An exchange student there. No, it's just one of those moments frozen in time when I don't remember if that's when we knew that he died or then we were filling out the forms or what. But
and the exchange student
memories.
Was more moved by this than you, or equally as moved?
He went back, too. He went home.
He went home?
Yeah.
All right.
Was he from England?
I think he was from Peru, from Chile or something like that.
La Salle, Peru, Steve? Or where exactly? Do you know?
West Peru, Indiana.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
But think of that. That's how we used to get tickets to hot concerts.
Right.
We'd mail something in.
Right. Or here's what replaced that. Waiting in a long line at Montgomery Ward's before they opened
the Ticketmaster. I went to Carson Peary Scott.
Did
that's
you?
Where my Ticketmaster
was. Oh,
yeah,
that's
was.
Where I went to, Carson.
So
North
most
Riverside.
Malls, one of the stores in the mall was your Ticketmaster outlet, and long before the mall would open at 9 a.m., you'd see kids waiting in line at 3:30, 4 a.m.
Right, you'd get there with the bars already up and looking at the different wrapping paper because it was always in the customer service department.
Right.
And you think about isn't that weird? You had to go to Carson's to get a ticket. It was so odd.
Right, to see some heavy metal band.
Exactly.
You wouldn't tie it in with Carson's normally.
No, you had to wait till Carson's opened.
I know.
And that was late.
Hi, who is this, Charlie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Charlie. All right, so we were talking about the price of tickets. What do you have for us?
Well, I was very upset, and I can't remember the exact years either, 68 or 69, but I had to spend $5, $5 to see Savoy Brown, Jethro Tull, Led Zeppelin on the same bill. We left after the first set. They're going to play a second set, and it was 3:30 in the morning.
Where was this? $5? Aragon? Where was this?
Kinetic Playground.
Oh,
Foster. Yeah. But we were so upset. They charged us $5. My God.
How did you afford that?
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to see the real deal, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wish
not that I remember a whole lot from that night, but it was a good concert.
I was in, for a little while, Charlie, I was in a Led Zeppelin tribute band with Buddy Ebsen.
Ask him what it was called, Charlie.
What was it called?
Jed Zeppelin.
Have a good weekend, Charlie.
You too, guys. Take care.
That was a sympathy laugh.
I'll take it.
And the one with Fred and Wilma and Barney, right?
No, you got to say the Flintstones.
So yeah, right.
Fred
I blew
Zeppelin.
It. I shouldn't have said that. I did it wrong.
You can't telegraph the punchline.
I'm sure we'll hear more of these before Led Zeppelin 2 comes in an hour.
Especially when it's got a payoff like that.
That's the magic word today, payoff.
Payoff. Yeah, we're learning. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, you can text us at 312-981-7200 or call us on that same number. And boy, I just love our listeners, Bill. 847, probably already said this, but I'm surprised Bill hasn't started his own tribute band, Leff Zeppelin.
Leff Zeppelin would be a great idea for I may do that. Thank you, texter. We'll clean up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Play music fest from coast to coast, Wendy.
Oh, my God. I paid $12.50 to see Elvis at the stadium in 1975 or 76. $12.50.
Imagine that. And that was the price of a ticket back then.
Is there someone out there in the world of rock and roll or any kind of music whatsoever that you haven't seen that is no longer with us that you regret not seeing? Because Led Zeppelin really is one of mine.
When all four Beatles were in place, that would have been the show to see. and it kills me. I've not seen Paul McCartney solo, and I don't understand why, because he comes to town every couple of years, and I go, well, I got to go, and then I don't, but I need to.
I saw Paul McCartney at Soldier Field.
Did it feel magical?
It was pretty magical.
It would have to be, right?
Because he was the cutest Beatle.
Yeah.
They all went through a cute phase, though. I always changed my mind.
Yeah.
I liked Ringo for a while. George looked good. John looked great for a while, too.
Now, most people pick a favorite and stick with it,
no.
But you keep alternating, huh?
I like to give everyone a fair shot.
Yeah, that's nice of you.
Share the wealth. That's
Do you wish you had seen Elvis?
I would have loved to have seen Elvis. I know Bill's not an Elvis Presley fan.
Right.
Would you have, Steve?
Maybe, but I would have to pick the time, like not in 77 or 5.
Would you pick Hawaiian version Elvis?
That's what I mean. Yeah,
no white jumpsuit Elvis. Yeah, but that's the only time we could have seen him.
Right.
Well,
unless we were, you know, in a baby Bjorn and our parents on our back or front.
Right. Right.
I don't think we'd be rocking then.
Speaking of baby Bjorn, ABBA would have been a nice show to have seen in their heyday.
Buddy Holly would have been great.
Would you just, really, you should go home. I think you should.
He's full of it today.
In their heyday. Not later on.
Never.
We're placating them, but in the early ABBA days.
I couldn't live without ever seeing anything.
All right. You're cheating yourself.
I would have liked to have seen Buddy Holly, for sure.
That would have, you know what? That would have been a great show to have seen. Yeah, Buddy Holly. I'll
Jerry
go with
Lee
you
Lewis?
To see him.
I could have gone with his cousin. Right. Got good seats.
Right. At KinderCare. That's where they did his shows back then.
There are a lot of shows. I really would have loved to have seen Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And Steve, I got to be honest with you. You don't seem like a Zepp head to me. So I'm surprised that you were trying to mail in to get those tickets.
What about the Carpenters, Steve?
The Carpenters.
Maybe.
I
wouldn't have.
No. All right.
Jackson 5.
Jackson 5 would have been a good show.
Yeah.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Oh, hi, Bill and Wendy. How are you? I'm fine, thanks.
Good. What's up?
Well, now I know how old Steve is because I was a senior in high school in 1980. I was calling to talk about waiting in line for tickets. Besides the Ticketmaster, they had a record store called Flipside.
The Flipside.
That, Wendy?
Yes, I totally remember the Flipside.
That's it. And they would have the ticket sales for concerts whenever the store would open in the morning. And we used to take our sleeping bags and camp out on the sidewalk overnight so that we'd be first, you know, or closest to the first in line. And it was cold waiting for UFO and Boghead.
See, that's the difference. No one would camp out to get tickets now.
Not now.
I'm sorry. They'd camp out to get a new iPhone.
Right.
That's different. Oh, and that guy that called previous, he's right. Yeah, we used to get the concert tickets for $7 with a 50-cent service charge. And then when you went to the concert, the T-shirt was $5.
Yeah. Wow. Now it's like $50 for a T-shirt.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Where is Lorelei, the loop lady? Last time I saw her was at the Aragon Ballroom. You remember that day?
I think she's been sick, right? Hasn't she? That's the story I've heard.
What are you, pen pals with her?
No, but I read a gossip column for the Daily News. There was an item. I think I'm almost positive Lorelei was sick for a while. I don't know how she's doing now.
Well,
Wendy will look it up. We'll find it.
Oh, please. And then say something if you find it on the air.
All right. You got it. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye. Take care.
And can we talk to John? Because you're going to be super jealous. Hi, John.
Hi. I saw the Beatles twice, actually, 1965 Comiskey Park and the International Amphitheater in 1966. The tickets were like $7.50.
To see the Beatles.
I thought that's a lot of money.
That's $2 for John, George, and Paul and a buck for Ringo. That doesn't seem fair. I just want to point something out, John. It's the funniest thing Jasmine's ever put on our caller screen. She said that you, John, saw the Beatles at U.S. Cellular Field. I'm pretty sure you did not see them at U.S. Cellular Field. Well, thank you.
They had the smallest, you know, back then they didn't have the sound system. You could barely hear any music at all.
You just heard screaming.
Bass, and they had these small speakers, probably something, you know, later on you would have in your, you know, house or something. You know, but we're just happy to be there to see them.
John, there was a documentary about, there's been many documentaries about the Beatles, but the one where they showed them at Shea Stadium, where they show all these girls and they go, what did you hear? What do you remember? And they just go, you could just hear screaming. Every single girl there said, yeah, all we heard was screaming. You couldn't hear the Beatles sing or play at all.
Well, I had a girlfriend. Now, we were in the grandstand, and And you really can't, if you were at second base, you couldn't spot anybody. It would just be a massacre. But she was sure Paul was looking right at
her. Oh, sure he was. Of course he was.
And I went along with it because I just, I'm going to play along with her. But
it's a wise move, John.
It was so funny. She was sure Paul was looking at her.
That's sweet. Thanks for sharing your memories, and congrats for getting to see the Beatles twice.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
I'm jealous.
I knew you would be very jealous.
All right, let's take a quick break. We've got news and then a lot more show and Billy Joel tickets for you. So stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Thank you, Steve. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. We're 312-981-7200 if you'd like to call us or text us. We'd love to hear from you. Did you know, Wendy, that the Social Security Office, the Social Security Administration, keeps track on how many babies are named certain things every year? You know
I guess I didn't think about it, but you'd
That's
have to register.
Yeah.
What's your Social Security number?
3. You almost got me.
It's Friday.
You almost got me. So they pointed out, since we're talking about rock and roll, that because of David Bowie's death, the number of babies named after David Bowie more than doubled in 2016.
Was it Bowie as a name?
Yeah, which...
I like it. I like
you?
Unusual names, guys.
Mm.
Jimmy Mack does not.
Mm.
I was going to say, what happened?
No, well, Michael, Jim wanted Michael. If I had a girl, it was going to be Marley, named after Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Huge Bob Marley fan.
And Dylan isn't named after Bob Dylan,
no,
is he?
No, but it was back of my mind that I am a big Bob Dylan fan. I just like the name.
Steve, your son Nickelback, is he named after...
No, it's just a coincidence. Right. And my daughter Sheena Easton.
That's also a coincidence.
Yeah, because Easton's her middle name, so it just was worked out that
my
way.
My twins, Sonny and Cher, when we name them,
you guys are just really, really funny today.
All right, so listen,
I think so.
Listen to some of the names reported by the Social Security Administration. These were all names given to babies, and they keep track of how many babies were given these names. All of them influenced by rock musicians, by rock bands. There were 5 boys in the United States in 2016 named Wilco.
Seriously?
Wilco, yes. There were 13 boys named Cobain.
Wow.
Now that's chancy because, yes, he had a brilliant music career, but the story didn't end well.
No, a storied past.
Yeah. Let's go with storied past on Cobain. 789 boys and 63 girls were named Hendrix.
I love that. Although I'd name a dog that.
More than a baby.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a tough one. I don't know. It's very
Henry
daring.
For, a nickname.
Yeah, I guess you could. Although
I like it.
I think if you're going to go through the trouble of naming your kid Hendrix, I think you're going to call him Hendrix.
Yeah.
Right? 262 boys and 111 girls in the year 2016 were named Santana.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to name, if I had another kid, her name would have been Oye Como Va.
That's a beautiful name.
Mac right. and Ernie.
Right. Because you were so daring with Michael and Dylan.
Hey, he was gonna, I didn't get any
I know, but he was going to give on Oye Como Va?
I even told Jim he could name a kid Anakin.
You did?
I gave him permission. I wanted unique names for my kids. And I have like the most common name because Michael's been pretty much on the top of that list forever. And Dylan's pretty popular also.
Oh, yeah.
So when the government shuts down, they decide who are vital employees and who aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Is the person who adds up the rock and roll names, do they get that day off?
They do. They get a day off. Just to be fair. 10 boys in 2016 were named Reznor after Trent Reznor.
Really?
Yeah. 73 girls. Now, I'm not sure that this one directly correlates. I think you could give her credit, but I'm not sure. 73 girls were named Emmy Lou.
From Emmy Lou Harris.
That's a reach.
I think that one's a reach,
well,
too.
Well, guys, that's the only Emmy Lou we know. Mm. It could have been Emmy, Emma. They went with Emmy Lou.
Mm.
I would have gone with Harris.
I'll give them 47.
I can't give them full credit on that one, Steve, because I think there's parts of the South where you've had that name kind of lingering for years, that it's not just Emmy Lou Harris's name. Do you think?
I think you've watched the Beverly Hillbillies too much.
Too much?
Were there any Cindy Lou's? Was it
Cindy Lou?
From the Who.
It doesn't show it here,
no?
Steve.
The Grinch.
I'm sure there were
Bobby
some.
Joe, Billy Joe, Betty Joe.
That's Petticoat Junction, right?
Yeah. 71 boys and 20 girls in the year 2016 were named Zeppelin.
I love Zeppelin, but I wouldn't.
You wouldn't name a child after Zeppelin.
A dog. I know somebody who named her horse Zeppelin.
I could see it as an animal name.
I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, Zepp.
But a Zeppelin is very rotund.
It's a blimp.
Yeah, it's a blimp. Yep. 247 girls in the year 2016 were named Miley.
Wow.
Miley Cyrus, of
course.
That's
got to make Miley feel good.
You know,
That's a cute name.
If you were a young person, if you were in your 20s and you thought, wow, I'm influencing the name babies are named, that says a lot. Yeah. Six girls were named Beyonce.
Okay, that just isn't. There's only one Beyonce.
I'm surprised that number is not a lot higher.
I am too.
I am shocked that, because she's a very influential person. I'm shocked. 20 boys and 92 girls are named Isley.
Because the Isley brothers.
The Isley brothers.
That's cool.
Why would you just go full out and go Isley brothers?
That's
maybe it's a girl.
Oh, maybe.
Well, maybe if they have two.
Yeah, right. Right.
That's interesting because the Isley brothers haven't been very popular in decades, right? So that'd be like the grandparents naming the kids.
So why is it resurging now, do you think? And
that's
why is it? Listen to this. Of the kids named Isley, of the babies named Isley, keep
only
in mind.
Only two of them sing.
Only one of them. Oh. 20 of them are boys, but 92 of them are girls. Even though it's the Isley brothers, people are still using Isley as a girl's name.
Are we sure there's not another Isley influencer out there?
I think it's just the brothers, I think.
Okay.
Right?
Is there a rapper?
Named Isley? I don't think. Maybe. This one is strange because it's so dated, but good for the people who chose it. 33 boys and 5 girls in the year 2016 named their children, named their babies Redding after Otis Redding.
Oh, or Noel Redding.
Noel Redding?
Yeah.
Who's Noel Redding?
Musician.
Yeah. My guess is most of those people went with Otis Redding.
But again, as Steve pointed out, that's something like our parents. It's a long time ago.
And of the 33 boys, Wendy, 31 were born on the dock of a bay. That's a shocker. 177.
Bass player for Jimi Hendrix, by the way, Noel Redding.
Oh, so that's not much more. So that's not more current, though.
Yeah.
No. Uh-oh. No, it's not.
A little bit.
177 girls in 2016 were named Rihanna.
Really?
Yeah.
How about Rhiannon from the Fleetwood Mac song?
Now, I've known two girls named that.
Really?
Because of that song. Yeah.
I knew someone named Wango Tango.
What?
Bill, are you sure it's not Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Oh,
he said Rihanna. But
I said Rihanna because of my thick accent. I have a thick Chicago accent. Seven girls were named Madonna.
Rihanna, Madonna. It's
Rihanna,
all
Madonna.
The same.
If I had conjoined twins, I would have named them Rihanna and Madonna.
No, you would.
It would have been fun.
Conjoined twins?
Yeah, conjoined twins.
What did you eat for breakfast today?
Same as always, Count Chocula. In 2016, 433 boys and 14 girls were named Jagger.
I love
that name a lot.
Although your nickname, Jag.
That's the downside of being named Jagger. Hey, Jag.
Yeah, but then at least you'd have an excuse if your friends called you Jag.
I guess.
I know, I get it. It's just my name.
I never thought of that, but that's
right.
True,
I do like
it?
That name.
Jagger is a very cool name. I like that name a lot. Let's take a break because there's a lot more of these. Hold on.
I wish I had this list before Jim named my kids.
Would you have changed one of them to one of these names? You wouldn't have, would you?
I do like Jagger.
There's some really good ones coming. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. We're telling you about the Social Security Administration, which tallies all the babies born in any given year, and they are finding that more and more people are being influenced by rock bands and rock performers, music performers, when naming their children in 2016. I think this is the leader, Wendy. They don't list them top to bottom, but this looks to be the one that was most influenced. In 2016, 649 girls and 446 boys in the United States were given the name Lennon.
I love it.
Do you know anyone with that name? I don't.
No.
But it's a solid name, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it
boys
a lot.
For boys or girls.
Yep. Love it.
84 girls, no boys, but 84 girls were named either Nirvana or Nirvana. Am I saying that one right, Chaz?
What?
Nirvana?
Who says Nirvana?
She called me out on Rihanna.
So. Rihanna fans.
Yep.
By the way, there's a sister duo called Isley, but spelled a little differently.
I forgot about them. They're very good.
Never heard of them.
So some of it's going, the tribute's going their way, not just the Isley brothers. Axel, a very popular name with boys.
That's from the middle. the show The Middle.
Well, they named their son Axl after him, too.
After Axl Rose?
Yeah.
Really? Do you have to put a bandana on your kid?
You don't have to. Bowie is the one we started with, 130 boys and 75 girls.
Well, wasn't David Bowie's son named Zoe?
Zoe Bowie.
Yeah.
Crew, 58 boys have been named C-R-U-E after Motley Crue.
With the umlaut?
I don't know what he has for breakfast, Wendy. I just know his name.
Had an omelet. With the two dots over the, was it the U or the E? What does it go over?
Over the O, I think, right?
And Crew?
And Motley. Isn't it on Crew or is it Motley?
I don't know.
I can't remember where it is. Creedence, 20 boys, 12 girls after Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That's weird. You should have just named him CCR.
That's better. That's what you could name. If his middle initial, if his middle name is like Christopher and his last name is Reed or Reynolds or something, then you got something.
That's a weird, I love CCR, trust me, but I don't know about.
Right. So all those kids named Creedence, but none of them named Clearwater or Revival. Spread the wealth.
That would be silly.
Spread the wealth. This one's even sillier. 36 boys and 27 girls in 2016 were named Halen.
I know someone named Halen.
Do you?
Yes. My kids used to go to home daycare, and Dee Dee's daughter is named Halen.
Why wouldn't they go with just the Van Halen? Why the shortened version?
I don't know.
If you're
going
to commit, you got to commit all the way.
Because it was a cute name. Halen was really cute.
Yeah.
Van Halen would be weird.
That's when it gets weird. 37 girls. Oh, this is very ethereal, Wendy. Are you in the mood for something ethereal?
Yes.
37 girls have the name Enya.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 25 girls have been named Joplin.
I like that. I really do.
But again, it's a story that doesn't end well.
I know, but it's classic rock, and you love your music. You
You're
do.
You're so funny. Enya?
Joplin? Enya has
love that.
Enya has a beautiful voice, but she's not. Come on, it's not. I like raw.
Right. 38 boys and 12 girls named Raw.
Funny.
How about that? I didn't see that one coming. This one, you're going to have to explain to me. I feel guilty, but I don't know this one. 60 boys and 5 girls in 2016 were named either Avett or Avett, A-V-E-T-T.
The
Avett brothers.
Who is that?
I love those
guys. They're really pretty good.
I don't know who they are.
They're interesting because they're almost Christian, too. Right?
Oh, are they?
Almost. I don't know if they are or not, but a lot of their lyrics seem to be. But I listen to them a lot.
Is it Avett or Avett brothers?
I always said Avett brothers, but I don't really know.
They are really good. Look them up. You might like them.
All right,
them, though.
I'll find them. 18 boys were named Whitesnake.
No, they were not.
6 boys were named Seeger.
I like that.
Seeger's an interesting name. I'd go with that. 256 girls were named Etta.
Etta James.
Right?
That's a pretty name.
Did she just die? Is that why the number's up?
So.
I think that's why the number's up. 16 boys, no girls, named Guthrie.
From Arlo.
Either Arlo or Woody.
Yeah.
One of the Guthries. 5 boys in 2016 were named Vetter.
Really? All yes. By Eddie. Eddie named his kids
Eddie
Vetter.
Named
Vetter.
All of his kids after himself.
She died, by the way, Etta James in 2012.
Oh yeah. So, but still, that's a high number.
It's a pretty name.
Yeah, Etta. 121 boys, 1,595 girls named Presley.
I know a Presley.
Do you?
A boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
With or without a sneer.
With
a little sneer.
Mm-hmm.
See,
I think he's really cute.
That's a cooler boy name than girl name.
I think it is
kind of an easy girl name, but
I think you're right.
Boy name's guts.
Yep,
I like it.
Boys, this one popular with boys, not so much girls. Only 12 girls, but 1,434 boys were named Cash.
I like that too. Well, Cash Warren,
Johnny Cash, the Tigers first baseman Norm Cash probably got some mention in there. I'm not sure. 98 girls, Alanis.
She doesn't deserve
it. It'd be weird taking him to a theater. You know why, Wendy. You know why. 12 girls named Kimya.
Excuse me?
I don't know that one either. Steve, can you help us with this one?
Kimya?
K-I-M-Y-A. I have no idea who or what that is.
That's Lil' after Kim? Kimya.
Is it? It's not Lil' Kim.
Jazzy, do you know who Kimya is?
Who's Kimya?
North Korean folk singer.
How about
really?
Kim Chi? Do you know who Kim Chi is? No? Neither one.
I hear she's very sour.
That's
but good for you.
Very good for you. Bitter. 22 girls were named Reba for Reba McEntire.
Oh, that's cute.
How about that story today about Reba?
What's the story today?
She's the new Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
Reba McEntire is?
Yeah.
I love it.
Really? I do too. I think it's great.
I didn't know that.
I got to say, I don't go to KFC that often, but I may start because I love their ad campaign, yeah. All the different kernels.
Yeah.
And now Reba.
This is a surprise. In 2016, 17 boys were named Kanye. Now, that's got to eat him to shreds that only 17 yeah. boys. That must destroy him.
And he sued each and every one of them.
Right. For copyright infringement.
Right.
60 boys in 2016 were named Ozzy, mostly because of Ozzy Osbourne. Some Ozzy Nelson. Not
and
all.
Ozzy Guillen.
Ozzy Guillen probably got some nods. 5 boys named Ringo.
That is an unusual...
But his name isn't even
Richard.
Ringo. Richard Starkey.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. Janice, 23 girls, J-A-N-I-S. It's usually yeah. I-C-E. Ilea, 4,611 girls.
Who?
Ilea.
What is that?
She was the... how would you describe her music?
The Latin?
She died, yeah.
That's how
Latin
you say
fusion?
Her name?
Yeah. Is it Latin fusion? Is that the kind of music?
Know. That's the restaurant.
34 boys and 343 girls named Stevie for Stevie Wonder.
Or Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, yeah.
Or
Stevie Nicks.
Or
Stevia the sugar substitute.
Stevia.
That's what I named my daughter because I wanted her to be sweet, but not too sweet.
And naturally sweet.
Naturally sweet. Kellis. 73 girls named Kellis.
I don't know who that is. My son Michael wants to name his son Coltrane for John Coltrane.
That's very cool.
A jazz aficionado. Cool. I do like that name.
And if he shows up tardy, he can go, the Coltrane is running late. I would say that every day, Wendy. Mahalia, 37 girls, Mahalia.
Mahalia Jackson.
Mahalia Jackson.
Mahalia, yeah. Mahalia.
27 girls named Shakira.
Mashugana.
Mashugana.
Shakira.
18
gonna...
boys named Mashugana. 7 girls were named Latifah in 2016.
Really?
That's
I would have gone queen.
39 boys were named Usher.
Really?
Yeah. 126 girls, Shania.
That's a pretty name.
Shania is a pretty name.
Shania Twain.
41 girls named Dolly.
Really?
Now, this one, I think I know why. Because of my friend, I think. 692 boys and 394 girls were named Lennox because of Harry Lennox, I think, right?
Lennox Lewis, great boxer.
Was Lennox Lewis named after Harry Lennox?
I think he's older than him.
63 boys were named Amadeus.
No, they weren't.
Look.
Amadeus, Amadeus. Who did that song? Falco?
Falco.
I would have named my kid Falco.
No boys were named Falco. 8 boys were named Bonham.
I love that.
After John Bonham, Jason Bonham, or Bill Bonham, who pitched for the Cubs for a number of years.
There was a Bill Bonham?
Bill Bonham.
Any relation?
No.
Went to the Kansas City Royals.
Yep, and the Reds. Played for the Reds for a little while, too. 19 boys named Thelonious.
Thelonious Monk.
No boys named Monk. 30 boys named Nico, either after the rapper or the wafers. We don't know.
I don't know Nico.
14. Nico's a rapper. 14 boys named Pharrell.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have named my kid Arby's Hat.
And that would have been a good gym block.
Yeah, I know.
2 more. 126 girls named Sia.
Really?
Yep.
And yes, 18 later.
Gaga?
Yep. No Gaga. And 18 boys named Coltrane, which you mentioned earlier.
No. That's really on there?
That's the last one.
I thought Michael was so original.
Only 18 boys in the country. That's
bloody
pretty
lot.
Original.
Can't name his kid that, then.
That's a pretty low percentage. All right, we'll take a quick break. Steve's got the news, and then there's more show. Billy Joel tickets coming your way before it's all said and done. Also, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, so you're going to name your kid Nirvana? Or Nirvana, as
Nirvana.
You said?
Nirvana, Rosanna Dana. That's my baby's
Jeez.
Name. Look who's here, Wendy. It's Kurt. Our
Welcome
friend Kurt
back.
Wagner
Hi.
From TVShowPatrol.com. We haven't seen you in months.
I know, it has been months.
Well, you were at a convention that was like a 2.5-week convention for television, right?
Right. Well, it was, yeah. It's
out in California?
I guess you can call it a convention, yeah. All the networks bring their new shows mm-hmm. and talent and producers of their new shows, and they sort of parade them around in front of the TV critics. And
how fun is that?
I love it.
It's one of the biggest events of the year in TV, isn't it?
Well, they do it twice a year. They do it in the summer, too, then for the fall and stuff. So you get chances to interview a lot of people. And
are they on their best behavior, Kurt, all the stars?
Yes.
I bet they are.
And so are the reporters.
Are they? Well, you'd have to be. You don't want to insult any of the big stars, of TV's biggest stars.
You don't.
You had a...
Although I had a few drinks altercation with a few of them.
What happened?
What?
What happened?
Talk.
You can tell us.
No. I just had fun with a few of them off hours.
Did you?
Yeah. But I got to meet Donald Sutherland.
Yeah. Which has always been a dream of yours.
Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
Hasn't it been a dream of yours, too?
Yeah, I'd like to meet Donald Sutherland.
Yeah. He is in this new show that's coming to FX called Trust.
Yeah.
And it's about the Getty family. And
really?
The first season is sort of the same story as that movie.
Does he play J. Paul Getty in it?
He plays the part that Christopher Plummer played
in the movie.
Yeah. And except this is going to be three seasons, so what it's going to do is follow... The first season's this story about the kidnapping and what happened and how the fallout from it. And then the second season will be going back in time to see how the old man got so weird and stingy.
Yeah.
Like how his parents, what his parents did to cause him to be the way he was. And then the third season will be all his sort of ancestors, I guess.
Oh, interesting.
And how they broke up the trust, the Getty trust, and what they did with that.
So did they commit to three seasons? Because normally they'll shoot a season. If it's a hit, they continue and make more.
I think they did.
They did.
Danny Boyle is the man behind it. He did Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
And his guy, screenwriter, Simon Beaufoy, I think that's how you say it, who has written a lot of his movies with him for him, is the screenwriter for it. And I had a chance to talk to both of them, and it was... I mean, it just sounds so amazing, and I've seen the first four episodes of the first season. It's
pretty
really
good.
Yeah. But Donald Sutherland I interviewed, and he was introduced to me as Kurt, and by the end of the interview, I was Carl.
He started calling you Carl.
he was calling me Carl.
Close.
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything, but then I left. I was done, and I left, and I had lost a piece of paper that had all these notes on it.
Yeah.
And so I was walking around the room, and it's this huge room, and he saw me from a distance, and he, all of a sudden I hear this booming voice, "Hey, Carl!"
It's very nice.
And everybody in the room turns and looks at me, and I'm like, I want to run over there. Yes, Mr. Sutherland.
Yes.
And he says, "Carl, what are you doing?" And I said, "I lost some notes I could have used when I was interviewing you, but I winged it." And he said, "Carl?" And he likes to pause a lot for effect, right? He says, "Carl." And I lean in, and all the publicists lean in, and his wife leans in, and he goes, "Good luck to you."
Oh, what a nice thing. He didn't get your name right, but his message was a good one. Now, do you think it helps this show that they just had this movie, All the Money in the World, and people kind of know the story? Does that help them or hurt them, do you
think? I think it'll help because the movie, obviously, two-hour movie, can't do what this 10-episode first season's doing. And this really gets into the details, and they filmed in England at a big mansion like the one that he had and in Italy where the kidnapping took place and where they were living, where the kid was living.
Right.
And I mean, the story of the Getty family is just so bizarre. Like, there's all these other details in there that I haven't seen the movie, but I don't think a lot of the movie has a lot. And I talked to those guys about, were they worried when they saw this other production was happening? And, you know, Danny Boyle said, you know, Ridley Scott's a great director. I'm excited, and you know, I can't believe he was able to refilm it in a week.
Yeah.
You know, after all the things happened with Kevin Spacey, but you know, I think it's going to be different. It's very different.
It's always funny how there'll be a time where there's nothing about somebody, and then all of a sudden there'll be two or three projects. The same thing happened with Truman Capote a couple years ago.
Yeah, it did.
And with The Talented Mr. Ripley a couple years ago, where there were two versions within a short
span. Yeah, it's like somebody discovers. I think with The Talented Mr. Ripley, it had to do a little bit with they sort of rediscovered that author.
Yeah.
And then, it is.
Yeah.
A little odd.
What about Angela Lansbury, Kurt? Did you have any encounters with Angela Lansbury?
I said hello to her in the hallway.
What was that like? Was she great?
She said hello back.
Hello, Carl.
No, she didn't call me Carl. Or Kurt.
Donald Sutherland said to say hello, Carl.
Hello. She's in PBS is doing a new production of Little Women.
Really?
Yeah.
And she plays?
And she plays, what's her name? Aunt, the rich aunt, the rich old aunt, March. Aunt March.
Oh, yeah.
And... Boy, she is something else.
Yeah?
She's what, 80, 90?
Yeah, 100,
that's
110?
A big difference, 80 or 90.
I can't remember exactly. Maybe 93, is she? But
that's the beauty of being in Little Women, is you shrink as you get older, so they probably save on...
She was just walking around. I mean, she wasn't, you know, she was just like...
she's feisty.
And it was funny because their panel... you know, everybody is, of course, going to talk to her.
Yeah.
She's 92.
92. Everybody's going to ask her questions.
And 5'8".
And it pretty much was that.
Is she 5'8"?
She was tall?
She didn't... Is that tall?
Well, I'm 5'6".
Oh, well, then she's tall.
Angela Lansbury could dunk on you if she wanted to.
I think she's taller than Daniel Radcliffe, who I also
met. You saw Daniel Radcliffe? You saw Harry Potter? What was that? How come?
I've interviewed him before, but never met him in person, so it was nice to actually meet him in person.
Why was he there? Does he have a TV project coming
up? Yeah, you know, he's done so many odd, interesting... He's made so many cool choices since Harry Potter, I think.
Yeah.
And the latest is he's doing a half-hour comedy for TBS, in which he plays an angel, and Steve Buscemi, you know, Steve
Love him.
Yeah. Plays God.
Oh, that's interesting casting.
And it's called...
Wow, when I get to heaven, if I look at God and he looks like Steve Buscemi...
What'll happen?
I'm going to jump down.
It's called Miracle Workers, and it'll be on the spring sometime.
And it's a comedy, obviously.
Yes, it is a comedy. 7-episode anthology comedy.
Oh, that sounds good.
He's a low-level angel responsible for handling all of humanity's prayers.
Steve Buscemi and Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Let's
Can
do
we
this.
Give away a pair of tickets to Potted Potter since we brought up Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah.
We have a pair right now, the seventh caller at 312-981-7200. A pair of tickets to Potted Potter. It's the hit Harry Potty.
Wendy. Come on.
Oh, my God. It's
just
Friday.
Just because you don't understand
five
something,
o'clock
you
somewhere.
Don't have to condemn it.
It's the hit Harry Potter parody featuring all 7 Harry Potter books in 70 hilarious minutes. Now playing at Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place. You can get tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com or be the seventh caller right now for the potty party, 312-981-7200.
All right. It's Bill and Wendy. Carl's here from TVShowPatrol.com. More after this.
Kurt. Congratulations to Mary from Chicago. She is going to the Potted Potter party.
Are you sure?
Potty party.
It's a pair of tickets to Potted Potter, the Harry Potter parody. Pick a peck of pickled peppers.
Now you got that part perfect.
It's now playing at Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place. You can get your tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com. Harry Potter books, 7 of them, all of them in 70 minutes.
Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. Visit the website. It's a great one. How about this for some casting news? This show, Big Little Lies on HBO, was just a runaway hit. Everybody loved Big Little Lies, and they're doing
it's
a second
all kinds
season.
Of awards.
Every award you could possibly win. Meryl Streep's name has been added to the cast of season 2. Meryl Streep.
Meryl?
Doing television.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I really do like her.
Oh, she's the best.
Did
she's
you see the
best.
Post?
No, I have not seen the Post.
It's good. It's a little too rah-rah, but it's as an old newspaper person. Well, not old, but a former newspaper
person. Former newspaper
former.
Person.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What else did you want to talk about?
Oh,
I hope Murphy Brown is one of them. I hope.
It is, but not yet.
Not yet.
Can we? I want to finish just 2 more things from
sure,
my trip
of course.
That I think people will really love.
Yeah.
BBC America is doing this season 2 of this thing called Blue Planet.
Uh-huh.
Where they have spent 4 years filming underwater and doing all this crazy stuff. And it is so fascinating because it's more than just a nature show, because they had to basically invent things, cameras and equipment, so that they could do this stuff. And they've like gone the deepest anyone's ever gone in a submersible in Antarctica.
Is this the James Cameron project,
no,
or is it
no,
separate?
This is
separate
else.
From him.
Sir David Attenborough is hosting it, sort of, but it's these three, the producers are these three amazing people who I got to talk to. And so this deepest dive was by a woman.
Yeah.
In this submersible, which is also kind of cool. And the season started last Saturday, and the second episode is this Saturday. And this Saturday, she is in Mexico, off the coast of Mexico somewhere. And it's the first time ever they filmed these methane bubbles coming out of the ocean floor. And it's like sort of the Earth having gas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it has to escape somewhere.
Yeah. And I don't think they've ever filmed
that. That's Wendy's stock excuse, Kurt, by the way. I've worked with her for a long time. I've heard that excuse a thousand times.
So, you know, it's just things like that. And like, then they found on the ocean floor in another place, and like deeper than they've ever been, they found an underwater lake.
really?
Inside the ocean.
Okay, that is weird.
That is extra, like super salty water, like even more salty than the ocean water. So it actually looks different.
Well, how do they differentiate and the lake if, and the ocean?
They have these eels who go in there to try to find food, and if they spend too much time in there, they show one just sort of spasming.
Oh,
and
no,
then
from
dying.
All the salt.
Yeah, because it's so concentrated.
Wow.
High blood pressure. That's
it.
Must
and
be high blood
and pressure. So the whole, the shores of these lakes are dead animals that have gone in the lake, that have gone in this underwater.
What is this called?
It's called Blue Planet 2.
All right, that just really.
When is that
sounds
on?
Cool.
It's on Saturday nights on BBC America.
And it's currently running?
And it's the second episode is this Saturday, but I think they're airing the first episode again right before that.
That sounds good.
And it's so cool because you get to see all this nature stuff that some of it that has never been filmed.
Right.
But then the last 10 minutes of each episode, they sort of show how they did it.
Yeah.
Like, and the equipment.
Oh, nice.
And that kind of stuff. So you get to learn. And they're doing all these scientific papers off of their discoveries on this. Like, if you go to their website, you can see all the stuff that's being done. It's just fascinating. It's
that
so cool.
That sounds like it.
I mean, I'm totally nerding out about it, but when I met those producers, and I was like, more than seeing Angela Lansbury or anybody, I was like, oh my God, it's so great to meet you. You guys are amazing. Ah! You know, I was just
it is cool.
I was just sort of going a little nuts.
Yeah.
You know, because you wonder, is there anything left in the world that hasn't been seen or explored or discovered?
but they know that there's sea creatures down there that we've never seen before.
Right.
They know
that. And the thing is that apparently we know more about the moon and about Mars than we do
our own oceans.
About the ocean, about the deep ocean.
That's a fascinating fact.
Yeah, it's cool. Anyway, so that's one thing. And then also, if you're a fan of Downton Abbey,
mm-hmm.
Phyllis Logan, who played Mrs. Hughes, I interviewed,
mm-hmm.
she is in this new show that's going to be on Acorn TV, the streaming service I've talked about, called Girlfriends.
Yeah.
And it has another Potter connection because Miranda Richardson, who was in the Harry Potter movies, and Zoe Wanamaker, who was in the Harry Potter movies, play her two girlfriends, and they're women in their late 50s who have some kind of thing happen in their life. One of their husband dies, the other one she gets fired from her longtime job, and the other one her no good son comes home and starts doing this stuff. So they like reconnect, and it's this really cool sort of comedy with a little bit of a mystery in there. It's
Girlfriends, this is called.
And it's on Acorn TV. That starts this Monday.
All right, we'll look for that.
Yeah,
you promised us a story.
Oh, Murphy Brown?
Yeah, please.
Oh, they're going to revive. You know how they're doing all the revivals?
Yeah.
Roseanne, different things like that.
Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, the new season of...
You can do it. Sound it out.
Will and Grace?
One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time.
Starts today on Netflix. Season 2 starts today on Netflix. Murphy Brown is being revived. CBS this week ordered a 13-episode season, and Candace Bergen will star in it as Murphy Brown.
I'm a big fan of hers, by the way.
Yeah, she's great.
And she'll also executive produce, and the original creator, Diane English, will be back.
She's involved again.
Producer. Yeah. And they're trying to get some old castmates to come back and stuff.
As regulars, Kurt, or just as like a guest starring role?
Yet
do we
to
know
be
yet?
Seen.
We don't know yet.
Yet to be seen. But it's, you know, it's sort of going to... And they didn't even sort of give the details about what positions she'll have.
Yeah.
You know, will she be like the owner of a network? Will she be a news person? What do I do?
Yeah.
You know, they don't know any of those details yet. But the idea is that it'll sort of do the same thing Murphy Brown did back then, which was bring up hot topics, skewer politics. The whole idea of can you trust the media or not? You know, that kind of stuff.
So the original stopped almost 20 years ago, right?
1998. It went from 88 to 98.
Wow.
The one thing we do know is I believe you got word of the new theme song, correct?
Yeah, they want to hear the theme song because we have a tape of it. Here's the theme song. Listen.
V-V-5-5-4-4-5. I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Murphy.
Brown.
Murphy.
Brown. He's a clown.
Murphy. That's going to be a huge hit. If the song is that good, you know the show's going to be that good.
The song's going to be number one.
There's no doubt about that. Well, Kurt, it seems like there's a lot going on in television. Is there anything premiering this week other than what you mentioned that we should be keeping an eye open for? Anything big happening on television this week?
AP Bio.
What is this?
Next Thursday, it starts on NBC. It's a comedy, and it's created by Second City alum Mike O'Brien from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And it has
formerly of SNL.
Yes,
yeah.
And it has two other Second City alums starring in it, and it is about a disgraced philosophy professor, I think he is, who goes to a high school to teach biology.
Is this the one that Seth Meyers kind of oversees? He's the executive producer of? Because I keep seeing clips for some show about a teacher that Seth Meyers is behind.
Yeah, I
also.
Think that might be something
That's
else.
Something else?
And yeah. What is this called?
It's called AP Bio. And it starts next Thursday, February 1st. Yeah. They're going to do a preview. Then the Olympics happen on NBC. So the Olympics will be... The NBC will be all Olympics in most of February. Yeah. And then it comes back... Like sort of with two episodes, like sort of starts over again February 25th.
And this is the Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Glenn Howerton's
yeah,
in it.
Okay, he's Dennis.
Who yeah. I had, he, yeah, he and I have talked several times, and yeah. I saw him in Pasadena.
It's created by Seth Meyers.
He's hilarious. It is. Oh, it is. He yeah. wasn't on stage. That's weird. Huh. But Patton Oswalt's in it,
and Lorne Michaels.
And so Glenn Howerton plays the disgraced Harvard scholar who. He decides to use this high school class to get back at his nemesis.
Yeah.
And to get his old job back.
Oh, that sounds great.
Do you hate him in this like you do in
yeah,
Always Sunny?
He's not very likable, although he does come around. But the funny thing is the three women, Mary Sahn and Jean Villepicu, those are the two of the three teachers that he interacts with. They just rip that guy every day. Like, you know, he thinks he's superior to everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those three teachers just cut him down.
Oh, it sounds funny.
And that's really
very
funny.
Good. That's Kurt Wagner, everybody. His website is tvshowpatrol.com. He's a very close friend of Donald Sutherland's. I think you'll enjoy the website. Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt. And you know what we have, Bill? This is huge news. We have a pair of tickets not to see Billy Leff.
No.
But to see Billy Joel.
Better show.
At Wrigley
Far
Field. This is Billy Joel at Wrigley Field. I know you want him. I can't give him to you. September 7th, Billy Joel's fifth consecutive year at Wrigley Field. The past 4 years have all sold out. Tickets go on sale this Monday, January 29th at 10 a.m. You can buy yours at cubs.com/Billy Joel, or we have a pair. Should we give it away right now?
Right now, Wendy.
Well, September 7th?
Yes.
We wanted to do a trivia question, but... I just feel like we need to be fair to give these tickets.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so seventh caller, since it's happening on September 7th, right now, 312-981-7200. Who wants to go see Billy Joel? Seventh caller right now, 312-981-7200. It's Bill, it's Wendy at 720 WGN. Are you ready to rock and roll, Bill Leff?
I will do one. I can't do both.
I'm going to do
either
both.
Rock or roll.
We've been talking about Led Zeppelin 2 earlier this morning. We were talking about Led Zeppelin going to come to the Chicago Stadium, and John Bonham died, and people got refunds because the shows never happened. Led Zeppelin 2 will be playing two shows at the House of Blues tonight and tomorrow night. Led Zeppelin 2, the members are all in the studio, but we're just talking to the Robert Plant of the band, Bruce Lamont, right now. Hi, Bruce.
Hi there.
And we also have Paul Camp, who's the Jimmy Page of the band. Matthew Longbons, John Paul Jones, and Greg Fundis, John Bonham.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Did any of you go to school with Andrea Darling?
No.
No, none
what
of you
are you
did.
Talking about?
It's just a standard question I ask all bands.
I did, actually.
So. How about that?
Yeah, we actually lived about a block away from each other growing up. So
that's excellent.
Yeah. She's a big fan. She likes Zeppelin, of course, a lot.
So you would probably do music at talent shows, and then she would interrupt with a news break.
Something like that, yeah.
That's crazy.
Totally.
I saw you guys. You're awesome. I never was lucky enough to see Led Zeppelin. And I saw on your Facebook page that you guys just got back from Israel.
We did.
That, to me, is a weird tour.
That's...
I didn't imagine that Israel was a Zepp fan.
Right.
They loved you?
It was amazing. I mean, across the board. I mean, obviously, traveling is always a perk in this band. But to get to go to the far-off places like Israel and there being an audience there, we didn't know. We just kind of went in blind, and then it was like... You know, average of like 1,500 to 2,000 people
a
night.
Wow, yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, it was
fantastic.
Crazy. I mean, you know, and none of us really, you know, asked before we, you know, went over there. I mean, hey, we have any pre-sales tonight? They're like, oh, yeah, it's like almost sold out. We're like, almost sold out? This place is massive. Like, we had no idea. But yeah, it was humbling. Yeah, it was awesome.
What do you attribute that to? Why do you think they were so popular in Israel? Because I wouldn't have guessed that either. What do you think was going on there?
It's just, I mean, the music has, you know... stood the test of time, and it's and that I'm 90% sure they never played there.
Yeah.
So, you know, people have been waiting.
That's fantastic.
A long time.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
John Bonham, of course, the best drummer ever. Yes. Jimmy Page, guitarist extraordinaire. John Paul Jones, giving us some great keys and bass lines. Robert Plant, the best waistline I have ever seen in rock and roll. What makes you want to do Led Zeppelin? Were you just Zepp fans and you said this is what we want to do? Why not? Bill, what would your cover band be if you were going to do it?
Well, I was in a Led Zeppelin cover band for a while with all guys who had allergies, and we were Sudafed Zeppelin. Did you ever hear of us?
This has been going on all morning.
Very popular band.
Sudafed, I love it. You know, we kind of did this as like a Halloween thing. It's been this like thing in Chicago for a long time, where a bunch of we've been in original bands and all that kind of stuff. And we just, you know, bands would just kind of dress up as their favorite rock stars, you know, for Halloween, and then just do that thing. So we actually did Black Sabbath.
Really?
Yeah. Once or twice, and that was fun. Yeah, like, that was cool, and then we were just kind of kicking around some Zeppelin tunes. And we were all like, hey, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. Why don't we try Led Zeppelin next year? And then we did, and it went over like a lead balloon. Hey, how you doing? Try the veal.
You guys are so authentic, though, that your roadies look like the roadies from the original Led Zeppelin.
That's part of the interview process. We bring them in, and we're like, throw that wig on real quick. Why do I got to wear a wig? I'm like, because you got to look like you're from like 1973, man. Cover those tattoos up as well, because you know, it's not going to work. So, that's part of that.
That's excellent.
I love Zeppelin. I was thinking back as I was driving in today, and it's like I remember being in junior high. It was a track meet, and somebody had a megaphone, and I did the hey hey mama because it echoed through it, and it was really cool. And high school, hey hey, what can I do was just a great song. Yeah. My 18-year-old son Michael likes to take the songs that Led Zeppelin stole from all the blues musicians and play those.
That's awesome.
A lot of crossover.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Can we get you to do us, or I should ask, are you in the mood for a melody, I guess is the right way to ask the question.
Hey, Bill.
Mood for a melody.
Would you mind doing a song or two for us?
We would love to
hear
a song.
Why not?
Yeah, you're here. Right. Did you guys bring, look at that. They brought some instruments and everything.
Let me just say, Led Zeppelin 2, two shows at House of Blues tonight, tomorrow night. Where do people get tickets? Best place to get them?
Houseofblues.com, livenation.com, the box office at House of Blues is open right now.
Go get them. Please go see these guys.
Come on out tonight. Be fun.
Good. All right, you have to change microphones and you have to turn into Robert Plant now.
Yeah. It might go a little something like this. You have to turn around and then physically change into him. All right, beautiful.
All right, we can do the fill until they
get
back.
You have seen them perform, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Rock
Highly
and roll,
endorsed
baby.
By you.
Yes, I did the devil horns.
Yep.
Rock and roll.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, guys.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind to make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there, loving her eyes and flowers in her hair. My chances on a big jet plane, never let them tell you that I'm the same. No, the sea was red and the sky was gray, wondering how tomorrow could ever follow today. And the canyon start to tremble and shake. Children of the sun begin to wake.
Hit you up there where the bathroom's straight and high. Whoa.
Find the queen without a king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare into the footsteps of dawn. Try to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the heels in my mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not hard, huh? As it seems. Ooh,
covered in goosebumps.
Wow.
Great job. Bruce Lamond as Robert Plant, Paul Camp, Jimmy Page, Matthew Longbonds, John Paul Jones, great mandolin on that. And Greg Fundis as John Bonham, who we didn't hear from on that song, but we're going to on the next one, correct?
Yes.
All right. Led Zeppelin 2, two shows at the House of Blues tonight and Saturday night. Quick break. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. All right, Led Zeppelin 2 in the studio. Bruce Lamont as Robert Plant, Paul Camp, Jimmy Page, Matthew Longbonds, John Paul Jones, and Greg Fundis, John Bonham. Two shows, House of Blues. Last time I saw you guys at House of Blues, you did the Physical Graffiti album, I believe. What are you doing this weekend?
Tonight, we are going to do the Earl's Court set list from 1975. Anyone out there owns the Led Zeppelin DVD, there's footage of that on there. It's a pretty pretty awesome set list. And then tomorrow night, we are recreating what is called the Tampa Riot Show, 1977. They only played three songs. And
it's going to be a short show then.
It's going to be a really short show. We're only doing three now. We're, we're
so what
and then
happened?
The crowd will disperse peacefully.
Yeah, it poured rain and the band left the stage and never came back. And people were none too happy about that. I think there was like 75,000 people there. Yeah. And,
what's with Tampa? Isn't that where Jim Morrison showed everybody the
right,
Lizard King
exactly.
as well?
Well, it's, you know, it's, what happens in Florida?
Bruce, when you're doing Robert Plant's voice, there are a lot of very, very high notes. Have there been nights where the voice doesn't play along and hit those high notes? What do you do?
What are you talking about?
Never.
Never.
It's never happened once.
Of course, yes, it has.
What do you do?
I got a couple tricks up my sleeve.
What did Robert Plant do? Because there were some times he couldn't hit them either.
Yeah, he just kind of, he would just drop down an octave. I don't want to cheat.
I would put on
Robert.
Tighter pants. I would find tighter pants and put them on really quickly.
That's good advice.
They're pretty tight already. So, it's hard to breathe in those things.
What are your thoughts? Do you think they're going to hook up with Jason Bonham and get back together someday? Not even for one little thing.
Nah.
Have you seen Jason Bonham? His show is fantastic where he shows footage and home movies of he and his dad.
That's
and
cool.
Then they just do Zeppelin all night. It's really great.
That's nice. Yeah. I haven't seen it. I would love to.
You got to go.
Yeah.
What is the second song you guys have selected?
This is Bronwyre Stomp.
Nice.
I think we're going to do.
Good.
Does that sound all right, guys?
Can't wait to hear that.
All right.
Little Hootenanny. Led Zeppelin 2. They are at House of Blues. Two shows tonight and tomorrow. That's House of Blues. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you. aren't you smiling at me? That's the way it should be. Like a leaf is to a tree, so fine. All them good times we've had, all those love songs so bad. Always smiling, never sad, so fine. Keep a walk down a country lane, I mean, sing your song, I mean, call your name. With the winds blowing in our tree, all Mother Nature by you and me. Shine so bright on the way the darkest night. Always comes around my door so fine. Oh, will your love be so strong? With so many loves go wrong, will our love go on and on and on and on and on and on? Keep a walk down the country lane. I mean, sing your song, maybe call your name. In the winds blowing in our tree, Mother Nature by you and me. Oh no! Mama, Lordy Lord, tell me now, ain't too far. Tell your friends all around the world, ain't no companion like a blue-eyed world. Come on now, been messing on. What you messing around these brick walls? Just running around my door so fine. Yeah, you ain't but one thing to do. Spend my natural life with you. You're the finest dog ever knew, so fine. When you're old and your eyes are dim, sing the song and it's gone again. Walk down the country lane, I'll be singing a song, maybe call your name. Strider!
Woo!
One of my favorite songs.
Fantastic.
Led Zeppelin 2 at zep2.com. Is that your website?
Yeah.
Zep2.com. A couple of shows at the House of Blues this weekend. You can go to livenation.com and ticketmaster.com. Awesome job. Thank you so much, you guys.
Well done, fellas.
Thank you.
A quick break, and then we'll find out what Steve has coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.